Is he precious to you on this morning? Is he really precious to you? Put those sanctified hands together and tell God thank you. All over the building, tell God thank you. Oh, he's precious to me. What about to you? Hallelujah. Glory to God on this morning. I do give God all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Pastor, for giving me this opportunity to stand in the pulpit on this morning. Thank you to my brother and to my sisters and to my biological sister. I said thank you on this morning. To my husband, Kevin, I say thank you. You know, a lot of people don't know our story, but July is kind of a mixed emotion for me. Amen? 21 years, the 12th, our daughter has been dead 21 years on the 12th. So a lot of times I'm reluctant to stand and do things, but I realize I can do all things. Through Christ, who gives me strength. Hallelujah. So thank you, Kevin, for putting up with my crazy emotions on this week. And they've been kind of up and down and kind of crazy, but God is still God. And I still love him with my whole heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why I praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. To God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of mankind, to Jesus, God's only Son, the one responsible for our salvation, to the one in whom I live, I move, and I have my being, to the Holy Spirit, he that protects and keeps me from temptation, hurt, harm, and danger. Good morning to everybody. Thank you, Jesus. July is the month that we observe or put extra emphasis on our senior saints. We do this every year here at Roanoke Seattle Missionary Baptist Church. On the first Sunday, our pastor, Pastor Horsley, asked the saints to tell us what they know about Jesus. And that came from Proverbs 16 and 31. Last Sunday, Ravi Stevenson told us that though we might have some aches and pains, and though we might be young seniors or junior seniors, as long as we're on this side, there is still life in these old bones. That came from Ezekiel 37, 1 through 6. I will follow up this Sunday from Hebrews 11:1-6, and remind you that the senior citizens can tell you a lot of what they know about Jesus, because there is still life in their old bones. And let's read Hebrews 11:1-6. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abe offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. But God, testing fine of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that which he should not see death, but was not found because God has translated him far before his translation. He had his testimony that it pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning. I give you glory, honor, and praise. Have your sway in this place, God. May the very words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. These and all of the blessings I ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Under the unction of the Holy Spirit, the subject of the topic for today is, we come this far by faith. All right. Hallelujah, glory to God. I said we come this far by faith. This sermon is not only for the senior saints, but also for you and you and me. If you just happen to find yourself in this message, personalize it by using the pronoun I. I've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, he never failed me yet. Oh, I can't, I won't, I will not, I shall not turn around. I've come this far by faith. I'm going to take 3 points and then I'm going to go on to my seat because I've done what God asked me to do. What then is faith? I'm going to give you some examples of faith and I'm going to tell you some biblical faith. How many of you came to the house of worship this morning, believing that when you got here, the church house would still be standing? If you did, you came by faith. I believe, first of all, you had faith that when you went to bed last night, closed your eyes and went to sleep, that God Almighty would wake you up this morning. I believe that you had faith that when you got in your car this morning, it was going to start. If you telephone someone to pick you up so that you could come to church, you had faith enough that they wouldn't forget you. I believe that you had faith as you were driving your car or sitting on the passenger side that all the cars that you met would stay on their side of the road. God, I thank you. So faith then is having confidence, trust, belief, or assurance in someone or something. Let's look at the biblical definition of faith. Now, people tend to leave that word out. But now is very important. It means at the present time, at the moment, currently. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith knows something is so. Faith makes things hoped for as real as if they were already them.
That's right.
Faith provides evidence that what is unseen is absolutely real.
That's right.
It is the confidence in the worthiness of an ability of someone or something. The faith spirit saint says, I cannot see it. I can't hear it. I can't touch it. I can't taste it or smell it. Yet, I believe. I've come this far by faith. If God says yes, remember, logic says not no to Shadrach and his friends. But God said, our God will. Seniors, do you have working faith this morning? As God allowed you to see another day and whisper to yourself, if I can guess, get up. If I could just find something to put on. If only I could get to this church this morning, I'll be all right. As you arrived on the church ground, you got out of your car and you looked at those high steps and you said, I've come this far by faith. God, I thank you. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, he never failed me yet. You entered the holy sanctuary and you found your pew and you sat down and you said, Lord, I thank you. You bought me and I've come this far by faith.
Yes, ma'am.
Point two, some examples of faith out of the Bible, which is our blueprint.
That's right.
It is our plan, it's our design, is our outline.
That's right.
Genesis 4, 2 through 5 reads, and she, Eve, again bare his brother, Abel, And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain bought the fruit of the ground as an offering unto God. And Abe, he also bought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abe and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he did not have respect. And Cain was very much angry, and his countenance fell. Both gave an offering to God.
That's right.
God rejected Cain's offering, but accepted Abe's offering. Why? Hebrews 11:4. Abe gave his offering, which was a blood sacrifice, to God by faith. It was a matter of the heart. Cain's faith was in Cain. Abe gave off the top. He had hope and confidence in God, that God would take care of him and what happened afterward. Abe had faith in God, not in himself. God, I give you glory. Faith is a matter of the heart. And senior saints, you didn't come this far because of your age.
That's right.
But you have come this far by faith, leaning and trusting in the Lord. Right. Keep on having faith in the Lord.
Keep on.
He hasn't brought you this far because of your last name or who your parents were, but because of your faith and your faithfulness. You know God has brought you this far. My seniors, your years, your life is a testimony to a faith in God.
Yeah.
Keep on believing.
Yeah.
Keep on trusting in the Lord,
yeah,
with all your heart, and lean not into your own understanding.
Come on now.
In all your ways acknowledge him. And he will, I say he will, direct your path. Habakkuk 2:4 says, the just shall live by faith. God, I give you glory.
Yes.
Remember Enoch? Genesis 2, he is found in the human tree. He falls between his father and his son, Methuselah. But Enoch is unique for two reasons. First, he is described as a man unlike any other man that walked with God. And he is the only one of two men who did not die. Hebrew gives us a lab of more insight into Enoch's life. He went straight to heaven because he pleased God. This happened because of faith. What can we learn from Enoch? Faith affects your walk. He walked and he lived every day of his life with total confidence in God.
All right, yeah.
When we have absolute confidence, absolutely hope in God, it affects the way we live. We trust in the promise of God. We live in a way so that we may reach the promise. When we trust in God of discipline and of judgment, we live as pilgrims, just passing through, realizing that our confidence and our hope is not in this world or the things of this world. Our confidence is in God. God saw how Enoch lived, how he walked in a sin-filled world. And God saw how Enoch had absolute faith in him. Broad Noah experienced rejection because he was not like his neighbors. God commanded him to build an ark, which was a huge boat in the middle of dry land. And God commanded seemed foolish. Noah had faith in God and was obedient. Abraham's life was filled with faith. Abraham always obeyed God without a question. Get up, Abraham, and move to another land. Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your own son, Isaac. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I've come this far by faith, trusting in you, knowing that you have never failed me yet. Abraham walked by faith. He lived by faith. He was tried by faith. He prospered by faith. He was blessed by faith. He was justified by faith. And my God, he died in faith. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Rahab the prostitute was not killed because she welcomed the spies. Gideon, David, Deborah, Esther, Mary, the mother of Jesus, all had faith. God loves to see us living by faith and not by sight. He loves to see that our hearts are totally committed to him and his ways. God loves to see us react to life with confidence and hope in him, knowing that he is Jehovah, the God who said, I am Jehovah, right. Shalom, your peace. Amen. God of the mountain and God Almighty. Point three, biblical faith. A true biblical faith is confident and worthiness in the ability of God. It is setting your heart on God. Know that he has not yet happened, but as well as done with God. Biblical faith relates to a living God and makes promises present and real and unseen seem visible. Things happen in life that test our faith,
yes, they do.
Our confidence in the ability and worthiness of God is test. Setting our hearts solely on God is test. The Bible says, when or whenever, not if, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulations. John 11 and 33, the testing and trying of your faith is going to happen. There is no way around it. You're going to get sick. Death is going to come. Family and friends are going to walk away. You're going to have headaches and heartaches. But we've come this far by faith. Hallelujah. We're going to have tragedies. You're going to have hard times. And my God, you're going to have disappointments. But remember, you come this far by faith. And I don't believe God has brought you this far to lead you now.
Yes, ma'am.
We need to know that our values will determine our reaction to the testing of our faith. If you value comfort more than character, test is going to upset you.
All right.
If you value material things, test is going to crush you.
Yes.
If you live for the present and not think about the future, test will make you bitter. God allows tests for a reason.
That's right.
He allows them so that you can see where your faith is. Mm. God allows tests to see if our faith is genuine.
Mm.
It allows them so you can know that our God is working something out for us.
Preacher.
Romans 8 and 28. Have faith in your Lord, your God, and you will be upheld with faith. With his prophets, and you will be successful.
Yes.
2 Chronicles 20 and 20. Joshua 1 and 9 said, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I am God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of our Lord, our God. Psalms 20 and 9. Psalms 56 and 5. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you.
Amen.
Through the Spirit, we eagerly await by faith the righteousness of what we hope. Galatians 5 and 5. 2 Chronicles 5 and 7. We live by faith and not by sight. Oh, and I just love 2 Timothy 4 and 7. Yes. I have fought the good fight of faith. So. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. We've come this far by faith. There is a man who had the greatest faith in the entire world. His name was Jesus and is Jesus, the anointed one, the bright and morning star, the first and the last, Jehovah, most holy. He is the Nazarene, the righteous judge. He is the Prince of Peace. He is he which is, he which was, and he which is to come.
That's right.
Jesus had faith to go all the way. Not some other way, but he went all the way to the cross for you and for me. He had faith enough to take the weight of the world on his shoulders. As I was preparing this sermon, the lyrics to the song by Dunny McClurkin fell in my spirit. Dunny expresses it this way. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Then he break out and he said, oh, 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 no, turn around. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. He broke on out again. He said, oh, 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 no turnaround. I've come this far by faith. Then he said, I'm going to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Till I die. He said it again. He said, I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. Then he said, I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Until I die. He said it one more time. He said, I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. And then he said, I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I said, he said, I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I've come this far by faith, trusting in the Lord. Do you trust in him on this morning? I got real happy in my sanctified soul when I read Hebrews 11 and 2. It said, for this the elders obtained a good report. I said they obtained a good report. The elders obtained a good report because of their faith. Senior saints, keep on being faithful. Keep on trusting in the Lord for all things. Be faithful in reading the word. Keep on faith, being faithful in remembering the word. Being faithful in your prayer life. Keep on being faithful in coming to church. I'm going to put a period here. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to put a period here. When Pastor preached on Sunday, he told those that were a certain age to stand up and the others to sit down. They were the seniors. It was more of them than it was of us. I've come this far. By faith, that's how you made it. You come to church every Sunday. Oh, God, I give you glory. Thank you, Lord God. I won't say nothing, but I just said look around and see who is on church on this morning. God, we've come this far by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Just because the glare of summer doesn't beat upon your face doesn't mean that there isn't anything left for you to do. God never extends days beyond purpose. As long as you are on this side of heaven and continue to have faith in God, remembering always that it is him that we live by faith and that you have come this far. I believe somebody can tell me that if you don't know that God didn't bring you this far to leave you now. He didn't bring you this far.
Right.
Oh, no, he did.
Right.
To leave you now.
Amen.
Through many toils and dangers and snares, you have already come.
Yes.
Tis faith and grace They have brought you this far.
Yes, ma'am.
And I believe it will take you home someday.
Yes.
Precious seniors, senior citizens, continue to hold fast and live by faith. Hebrews 10 and 23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. That means without wavering, for it is faithful and it is promised. Hold fast to prayer. Hold fast with the promise. Hold fast with patience. And hold fast with praise. Romans 1 and 17 says again, the just shall live by faith. Are you just on this morning? Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to take my seat. Before I do, I just want you to remember Psalms 92, 12, and 15. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree.
Come on.
He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The cedar of Lebanon is a tall evergreen tree, which is number one for its quality timber, oils and lotions and creams for thousands of years. Continuing, I'm going to continue on. Those that are planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of God.
Amen.
They shall bear fruit in old age. Mm. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare the Lord is upright.
Amen.
He is my rock,
yes,
and there is no unrighteousness in him. As for me, how do I know? I know because I've come this far by faith. How did you come this far? I'm leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. Why? Because he never failed me yet. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turnaround, no turnaround. I've come this far by faith. Senior saints, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Senior saints,
thank you, Jesus.
Keep on living. Yes. Keep on using your resources, your monies. You haven't seen it all. God still has things for you to see.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep on telling him, me, if nobody else, about Jesus. I want to know about that man. That man that brings you in every Sunday without a cane. That man that brings you up with lifted heads. Hallelujah. Keep on telling me about him. He didn't bring you this far to leave you now. Shall these old bones live again? Yes, they living because I see you moving.
Right.
It's in him that you live and you breathe and you have your being. Keep on doing it because you have come this far. By faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word.
Yes,
he never have failed you yet. And guess what? He's not going to fail you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I do thank you. I give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for the word. Thank you, first of all, God, for giving it to me, for me. Realizing, God, you didn't bring me this far to leave me now. Thank you for your people, God, for receiving your word, God. If they don't remember nothing else, remember that they've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed us yet. I thank you and I love you. I give you all the glory and honor. Thank you for allowing me to stand one more time. I love you with my whole heart. Keep on doing these things for me and I continue to spread your word and give you the honor and praise. These and all other blessings I ask in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.